I'm trying to end this show.
You try to do that every time you act.
I got to say that Big Fatty has been so sweet.
Has he?
And he, in our interim, he kept posting, when are we going to get a new little show?
Oh, that's cute.
So God love you, Big Fatty. Oh, you're the best, even if you shit yourself sometimes. So until next time, what else can we name drop at the end of this episode? We're already over an hour. I don't
Big
care.
Big Fatty, Christina Nicole.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm trying to end this show.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2663 on the BFO for Wednesday the 11th of April 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, Big Fatty, you got nothing. Yes, you're right. Yes. Hello, countdowners. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're countdowners. Can you guess what you're counting down? Yes, Big Fatty, we know. We hear Vader counting it out loud every day. As of today, it's 78 total days and 58 work days till Big Fatty hangs up his miner's helmet. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all are just counting it down, counting it down. Big Fatty, you and everybody in the coal mine just counting it down, counting it down. Big Fatty, what is this mysterious music? Well, we don't do this very often, but y'all, this is calling all lurkers. Y'all just de-lurk for Big Fatty. You don't have to do much. Just call the voice letter line, say hello, send an e-letter, whatever you like. But y'all, I want next week to be Lurker Week. Because yes, Big Fatty, you love a lurker. It's true. So lurkers, take the step.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Christina. Fatty Billy has now stated that he needs to rent me a room above a CVS. Because I was there last night. I was there around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and it's now 7:05, and I just left another CVS. And I have to go back to the previous CVS tomorrow because I left my CVS card at that CVS. But tonight, I purchased a CoverGirl Peacock Mascara, which is normally $10.49. With tax, I paid $3.49. So I saved $7.20 for... You'll love this for a 69% savings. So, and then what's also nice, because I got the mascara, I got a CoverGirl item, another app that will now pay me out $20 because I've redeemed $20 in rebates. So, yeah, I'm making this economy work for me, whether it kills me or not. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, that of course is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your coupon savings. And Big Fatty, I have decided she is not going to put CVS out of business. She's keeping them in business. She's there all the time buying something. You know, she can't have have coupon savings if she's not spending more than she's getting back. Well, I hadn't thought of it that way. But so they're probably balloons fall from the ceiling and all when you come in there, Princess Hanako, because they know that they're going to get you back. That's how they, you know, that's why they give you that card. Why they give you that card, so you see, keep coming back. Yes, McCready, especially when you forget to take it with you. You have to go back.
Oh, dear Lord, is this thing on? McCready! Not working. It's me, Larry. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy. It's been a while since we've had a jalopa call. I'm on my way back from the hideaway. It's Sunday afternoon. I don't know what the date is. Sometime in April. About 3:18 p.m. I didn't really sleep in this morning, but got up and made my coffee and sat outside. It's cold. It was cold this morning at the hideaway. It's like in the 40s, so I have a little heater on inside. It was just toasty, and I had to do some stuff and some cleaning up in Miss Dolly, the mobile home. And, you know, started her engine a little bit, let her run and all that good stuff, and blew the awning off because I just wanted to tell you this story. It's a lovely story. You'll love it. It rained this weekend. And you know, Big Fatty, it didn't just rain. It was cleanup weekend, which, I mean, I was going to help if I could, but not really landscaping inclined. But it was going to rain just a little bit. And then it was going to rain all day. And Big Fatty, it started raining at about 11 a.m. Saturday. And it stopped about 9, well, it was about 9 o'clock that night. So it rained for 10 solid hours. And, you know, I got up, I got the light, well, I borrowed a ladder because I don't own a ladder. I borrowed a ladder from a friend, we'll call him Rusty, because that's his name, and I ran over and borrowed Rusty's ladder and climbed up on the roof and cleaned out the gutters and blew off the roof of Miss Dolly because, you know, preparing for it. It was just an unheard of amount of rain. It was absolutely a nasty mess up there, so then I scrubbed the roof and blew all that shit out and whatever, cleaned the air conditioner great, I don't even know, all that stuff. And that was just Friday afternoon, and I put the awning out. I don't ever do that, but I wanted to rinse it off, and when they say it's going to rain like that, you don't really think it's going to rain, because, you know, it's like, it's not a little bit of pessimism. But then, Big Fatty, it started, it drizzle, and then all of a sudden, you know, just full-on monsoon. And that smell was in the air because, you know, they cut the grass. It has been warm. And it was just that, the sound of the rain hitting the tin roof of my mobile home and hitting the awning, and you're sitting out there, and I had a book, and I was just reading and watching it rain. It was just lovely. I don't know why I felt like I needed to call and tell you that, but sometime, though, about 4 hours into Cards Against Humanity, I'd had about enough of the rain. I ran to town, got some veggies to cook up to go with dinner that somebody was making, and it rained. We all had to sit inside somebody else's mobile home for dinner, because I have a refrigerator on my kitchen table, because the big mama, that's the Jay Wizzle, won't ever take it home. Finally, though, it was time to go over to the bar, and it stopped, and so, but we walked, you know, my neighbor Gladys Kravitz and I walked over to the area, the beveraging area, and just, it was lovely, because the creeks are running, and they're a little high, we walked over to the little bridge, and it was just lovely. So, anyway, I did think of you this morning, had to clean the poop tank out. It was getting a little nasty, because I put alcohol in there to keep it from freezing over the winter time, and I guess I didn't flush that good enough, and it killed the good stuff that grows in there that eats the poop. I don't even know. I do know, but it's not worth talking about. So I had to like flush and flush and flush, and it smelled like rotten tuna casserole, and it was lovely this morning. But I'm sure all my neighbors appreciated that while they were drinking their coffee. Anyway, so I'm on my way back to the Vader family compound. I'm probably about 45 minutes away. I'm going to do some laundry. I brought all the bedding, all the towels, and all that. Do a little whack-a-min and a little dusting at the compound and get ready for a lovely week. So hope you're doing lovely. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is old Vader, and Big Fatty, that was a long call from Vader. It was indeed, and thank goodness, because I didn't have anything else. Anything else? Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to get those Barbara Boulevard updates and the Hideaway getaway updates. It's just lovely, and I'm sorry that your excursion down there was filled with a full poop tank. Big Fatty, that sounds like something out in Walnut Hills. A full poop tank, it does indeed. I'm glad you finally got your poop tank taken care of, and that you got home and got your underpants washed, and I don't know what to tell you about Big Mama and her frigidaire. I think Big Mama's speaking of Gladys Kravitz, I think you've become Aunt Clara.
On the other hand, you know, I thought now what was that?
Ouch. Hi, Big Patty, it's Princess Hannah. I don't have the CVS receipt. I did stop by a store today, but Spice and Nick really went in because I had left my CVS card at a CVS, one of the two CVS. I went to yesterday, so he went and picked it up. But I didn't actually go into a CVS. I was fearful I'd spend money. But CVS Corporate doesn't realize how close they came to me never doing a CVS coupon ever again, because I got into it Friday night with a quote-unquote member of management at the CVS near Spicy McWillie's apartment, and it just was bad. So Baron Fossey may actually be able to attest to the fact that I was cursing up a storm about CVS on Twitter over the weekend, and I will be calling corporate tomorrow to discuss with them what had happened. There's another reason I wanted, there's, in my living room at my house, I have a small side table next to the couch, next to my spot on the couch, where I keep my address book and my letter opener and pens and tape and stuff from mailing letters. And then there's a small table, like a coffee table type thing that has a small drawer in it that I keep some bigger, like slightly bigger stuff or more important stuff that I need to access regularly. Well, I was searching through that drawer today and I found not only my 2017, but my 2016 criminal cards from you. So I thought it was time I brought those upstairs and put those away. So, have a good giggle. Hope all is well. Love you. And have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That's Princess Hannah again. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the furniture report. B, Fanny, I thought we were going to get a description of the finish and what kind of polish she put on those tables. But Princess Hannah, I'm sure you were delighted to find those Cremacas. Now, Gah, I still have your Cremacas sitting right here. I just keep forgetting to... keep forgetting. Yes, because it's kind of like the old gal telling that story about the volcano mug. Gah be dead before he gets that Cremacas. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Poor Gah. So y'all, on Monday, Big Fatty got an e-letter, and y'all, it was from Bill in St. Louis, the number one fan of the BFO, and he says, "Hotel booked, we'll see you in New Orleans," or whatever. So y'all, I am so excited to finally meet the number one fan. Y'all, in addition, Moose P, he was, Bill was the number one fan in 2009. Moose P will be there. He was the number one fan in 2010. Joe in Dallas better have his, you know what, there. Big Fatty, he's very close. He's very close. He's probably the closest of all the number one fans. Gavin is gonna be there. Joe in Dallas was the 2011 number one fan. Gavin was 2012. Now, I don't know if we'll see the Gravitas. He was in 2013. And the crazy Mexican, Big Fatty, you know he would love to be there. Well, you know, he did our backdrop that we had at the first Pride 48. So a part of him will be there. Don't know about Trucker Alex. I hadn't heard if he's going to be able to make it to Nolens or not. Now, Brian and Danbury, Big Fatty, he has plans. He's got to keep the flop full at a level happiness, and y'all, he's going to be on a cruise of a lifetime. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, and Nessa said she was going to try to be there. She was the number one fan in 2017. Brian Danbury was in 2016. And, of course, Mr. Mike from the Squamish BC, this year's number one fan, will be there, too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, having my annual termite inspection. Big Fatty, your wooden leg needs a termite. No, termite inspection here at the villa this afternoon between 1 and 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So I'll let you know how that goes. Y'all, if I remember correctly, last year it was a cutie patootie that came and inspected my termites. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. It did sound vulgar. In the mailbox at the villa today, y'all, I got a Kohl's ad. And you know they have the little stickers on the front of them. And you get 15, 20, or 30% off. Y'all, Big Fatty got a 30% off. Big Fatty, it's time to go shopping. It's true, but y'all, if you have a Kohl's card, you have to use your Kohl's card. But y'all, if you want to do some online shopping and get 30% off, y'all, the code runs from the 13th through the 22nd. That's this coming for right. Big Fatty Friday the 13th. It's true. And it runs through the 22nd. I guess that's the following Sunday. And y'all, the code is TULIPS30. TULIPS30. Big Fatty, when you say tulips, that sounds vulgar. It is just you make everything just as vulgar as TULIPS30. Well, where's 30, Big Fatty? Oh, dear, I see. And y'all, if you use that code, that doesn't negate it for me. So help yourself if you want to save 30%. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all took a early look at the Von's East ad. Not a whole lot in there. So we'll see how it goes. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, some voices you hadn't heard in a while. Y'all, it's the Ariel Plano show with Cindy and Steve the Tater. They're back. They are back. Big Fatty, I give them a month. Steve the Tater, what are you trying to do with the Ariel Plano show?
I'm trying to end this show.
Oh! Big Fatty, and you just won't let him. You just keep hopping on him.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.